Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
My good, hey, ho, it's Friday. Pastor Greg here. And, wow, I'm telling you what, when you bring a Yankee fan into the studio, you're going to be in trouble. I don't know.
You're blessed for lunch. For lunch is what the express you were looking for.
That was it. That must have been the one.
That was it.
Yeah, you're. So he said he's buying lunch. You all heard it.
It's timing. Yeah, that's right.
If I fly you to Texas, you'll buy me lunch. I'm not sure how that exactly how those economies work, but yeah, okay. Oh, you know what? That sounds like communism right there, right? I should you know, out of from my you know, what I've created, right? Out of what I have to meet your need, right?
It belongs to all of us.
Yes.
Give it up, my friend.
That's it. Yes. That's it. Give it up, man. Give it up.
Temporary steward.
Wow. All right. Well, you've dialed this in. George Barna is my guest, by the way, folks. My. So millions of Americans embrace Marxist views about race, money, and success. Listen to this. Race is used by white people to advance their economic and political interests at the expense of people of color. 41% of people now believe that. Allowing people to own property facilitates economic injustice. 27% of the people believe that. Success in living a healthy and productive life without economic oppression, 18% have that view. And finally, the personal accumulation of money and other forms of wealth is an example of how unfair society can be to those who work hard but do not get ahead. 17% victimhood. Wow. This is, you know, it should not be surprising. I just had Nan Su on for an hour from the Epoch Times talking about the threat of CCP. And they have put Confucius Institutes onto most of the major college university campuses. And of course, they are teaching Marxism and communism as a virtuous pursuit, CRT, is being taught in schools. Parents are waking up, though, George, and a lot of them are showing up at school board meetings and have now been declared domestic terrorists for raising their voices. But talk to me about, I mean, are you surprised by the results of this, that so many Americans actually find Marxist tenets to be attractive?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, in the sense that how is this possible in a nation where you had such incredible freedom and opportunity for so long? Well, we begin to take it for granted, and then you have the people with an alternative point of view who start pushing for it in every little nook and cranny that they can approach. And you add to that the fact that, you know, as we've identified before, Americans are superficial thinkers. We're people of action. We're not reflective, philosophical individuals. You know, and I think Texas, you know, where you're located, is one of the great examples of that. Like, let's get her done, you know, as opposed to let us sit down and reason. You know, that biblical admonition from the Apostle Paul doesn't go over real big in America today. That's not how we do it. And then you add to that group like the National Education Association, which is our nation's largest teachers union, who are actively and aggressively pushing for us to teach things like critical race theory to all of our kids, teaching them from very young ages that white people are the problem, that whites are using their race for their own personal advantage. They're taking advantage of and exploiting people of color. They're holding them back. You've got groups like the American Association of University Professors.
I lost you, George. Hello, George.
I'm still here.
Okay, there you go.
The issue is.
Go ahead.
The only thing that was moving was my lips.
All right. You were saying we have people that, and then we lost that part.
I don't know. Did you hear the National Education Association part?
No, I missed that. I did not. So we talked about CRT. They're teaching our kids to hate one another. And then I think that's when you went into that group. So talk about that for a second. Yes, please.
Yeah, well, it was just mentioning the NEA is aggressively pushing that to our children, which is important because the person's worldview is formed between 15 and 18 months of age and the age of 13. So they know that if we get our kids when they're young, they'll possess that point of view for the rest of their life. We found that after the age of 13, people's worldview changes very little, if at all. So they're pushing that. Then you've got the American Association of University Professors, which is trying to do the same thing with our college students, really refining and solidifying that point of view. So, you know, we're being beaten by all sides. And then you've got places like the 1619 Project, you've got Black Lives Matter, all of whom are trying to give us a new historical narrative. You add it all together, and this is how you wind up with people saying, yeah, I think some of these Marxist ideas are pretty good.
Well, I will argue in defense of, you know, a place like Texas that you know, Texans tend to be, you know, kind of long suffering though. We really aren't, you know, go for our guns first. We want the ability to defend ourselves if we are aggressively attacked or assaulted. But part of the reason that Texas has gotten to a place where it's kind of almost leaning purple now is because we've been long-suffering. We have done everything. We bend over backwards here in Texas, in a manner of speaking, to try to be accommodating to someone else, to try to be friendly, to try to work with them. And then, you know, when they've pushed us, you know, to the point of being unreasonable, then we're kind of done with that. And you know, and I think that is something that is an American quality. It's a Christian quality. You work at turning the other cheek, so to speak. the assumption has always been, with turning the other cheek, that you're turning it to someone who has your same ideals at their core. And I think what your study is telling us, what your poll is telling us, George, is we better wake up to the fact that that's not the case anymore. That there's a large swath of individuals here in the United States, even some that might profess. I think the latest poll was, 60 to 65% in one of your recent polls indicated that they still claim Christianity, but a much smaller percentage of that claims Christianity, Christian tenets, or a biblical worldview.
Yeah, just 6% would have that. I think there's a lot to what you're saying there, you know, because there is this thing that we tend to think of as the American spirit, which, of course, is built on Christian character, if you will. And so there are a lot of personal attributes and characteristics that we embrace from the scriptures of, you know, trying to be understanding toward other people, compassionate to other people, merciful to other people, even tolerant. To, you know, with some boundaries, but generally tolerant. What we find, even coming out of the research right now, is that the people who are working so hard to change the economic and the political systems of our country are not tolerant. And they admit it. They say they don't respect people who don't hold the same opinions as them. They say that they will do whatever they can to get even with those who they think are opposed to them or, you know, doing something that ultimately may harm their best interest. So, I mean, they are very upfront about the fact that, you know what, I'm treating this as a war, and I'm going for it.
Right.
We, on the other hand, tend to be a lot more laid back. We've more so had that kind of live and let live mentality of, look, the rules have been established. We know how things work best, and, you know, we're going to take it easy here. But there's a group of people now that are saying, well, we're not going to take it easy. We're going to take it any way we can.
Well, and you pick that up. I mean, if you read the tweet that was sent out by the White House chief of staff, right, saying that, he believes that the rising inflation, for example, is a high-class problem. Here's something I wrote this morning, George, and I put it up on my blog. America, in the view of progressives, must become a third-world country. We must be made to feel guilt and shame for American values of hard work. By the way, hard work was not recognized as a word by spellcheck. And pursuit of a better life that improves the person's human condition. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, and physically. Let me repeat that because it's something you just said. We must be made to feel guilt and shame for American values of hard work and pursuit of a better life that improves the person's human condition. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, and physically. All areas of life benefit by America's Christian ethos and its commitment to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Americans are still the most philanthropic nation in the world, and Americans have shed blood all across the continents of the world to defeat evil and oppression. Communism, fascism, evil dictators, drug lords, and Islamic terrorists have all felt the sting of liberty and American Christian values when they've attempted to force their darkness on the world. People from every corner of the world still look to America and fly American flags as a symbol of liberty, whether in Iran, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Africa, or Europe. To the rest of the world, America is still the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's why we must fight these evil invaders that have usurped our nation, and we must remove them through every legal, God-led means at our disposal.
I think that's brilliant, Greg. And, you put that in the context of what's going on, particularly with our youngest adult generation. We got a new report releasing next week where we just finished a big national study among millennials. And one of the key findings, and none of us talked about it yet, but I love you, so I'll share it with you, is that millennials of any generation we've ever seen since this kind of research has been available have the greatest, the most widespread struggle with mental and emotional health. And the primary thing that's jumping to the top of the list for them are anxiety, depression, and fear. Now, compare that to what you were just talking about, how the goal here is to make us feel guilt and shame. And then add one other component, which is the Marxist idea of there's no God. There's no truth. You know, it's every man for him and herself. You want to live in community, but you need the elites to make the decisions for you because they're smarter. They see the big picture like you don't, etc. And so we've got a generation of young people running around beset by anxiety, depression, and fear. Why? Partly because of this guilt and shame issue that you've raised. But the other thing is the fact that when there's no God, boy, you better believe I'm going to be fearful about every step I take, every day I wake up. I've got nobody to turn to, nobody to trust, no authority or power that's relevant that I can lean on. You take away truth from the equation, everything changes, because that means there is nothing that's predictable. There's nothing that's solid. There's nothing that has true, lasting meaning. And then you take away eternal hope. This moment is all I've got. So I've got to fight for it. I can't worry about other people. I can't worry about anything else going on in the world. It's got to be all about me because I'm all I've got. That's a frightening way to live.
And it is in complete and total contrast and contradiction to a biblical worldview, George. It is in complete and total contrast and contradiction. And yet, you know, I mean, when you look at this, human beings have developed over a long time from less advanced forms of life in a process that occurred naturally without any supernatural intervention. 48%. Either there is no such thing as God or a higher power may exist, but nobody really knows for certain or don't know what to believe about the existence of God or a higher power. 34%. We need preachers, we need ministers, we need pastors to get more engaged and involved in this. Determining moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes. Listen to what I just said, folks. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time. 54%. Objective moral truth does not exist. All moral truth is personal and subjective. God has no say in it. Folks, we're in trouble. But God. I'll be back with George Barney. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Chosengenerationradio.com. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. It is Friday. We're having a good time in the green room. We're having a great time. I hope you're having fun listening to us. Monday will be Rick Manning on the program. Patrick Wood will be with us on Monday. Gillette Fragella, who's an investigative journalist and a Cuban refugee, will be with us as well. And I'm hoping we're going to get Glenn Story from Patriot Mobile with us as well on Monday. Patriot Mobile is a conservative Christian, the only conservative Christian mobile phone company. Encourage you to pick up Patriot Mobile today. Get signed up with them. 972-PATRIOT is the number. 972-PATRIOT, Christian conservative. They support our values. They donate to great causes, and they are a sponsor here at Chosen Generation Radio. Use the code CHOSEN when you call them, 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN and get a free activation. Patriot Mobile, helping you to support God-fearing Christian companies. George, I don't know. Based on the poll here, I'm not exactly sure. So we have complete moral relativism. Having sexual relations with someone you love and expect to marry in the future is morally acceptable, 68%. I know a lot that have done it, that's happened, but that doesn't mean that they all said, yeah, that's okay, because God's word says something a little bit different than that. Besides that, there are ramifications for this, such as having an abortion because one's partner is left, the mother knows she cannot reasonably take care of the child, is morally acceptable, 48%. Wow. Talk to me, George.
All those numbers are even higher when we look at younger people. Because they're seeing the life in America that they want to lead to be very different. Keep in mind, this is a group that, by and large, believes that they are simply biological machines whose natural goodness is inevitably corrupted by society. And so they're buying into this whole idea that it's they're victims of what the world is doing to them, and it's them against the world. So they're going to do what brings them happiness, because to them that's the goal of life. And they're going to do whatever feels good in that moment. And really the only antidote to this is that we have to model for them an alternative way of life. We find that young adults in America in particular don't have much time for Christianity because they've looked at Christians and said, these people are hypocrites. They say they believe one thing, but look at how they live. They don't live any different than anybody else.
Yeah.
They're lying, they're cheating, they're stealing, they're, doing stuff with people. And so they're saying, well, that can't be true. And so we've got to be modeling appropriate Christianity for them so that they can imitate it, just like we're trying to imitate them. That's a critical dimension. If we don't do that, no, we won't.
They believe that Christians are basically practicing moral relativism, right?
Yes, and they would say they're indistinguishable from the world.
Right.
When I talk to my Christian friends, they say one thing, but they do another. And, you know, I have to admit that when we do our worldview research, we do find that distinction between beliefs and behavior. You do what you believe. You can tell me whatever you want, but if you're not doing it, you don't really do it.
And folks, we've got to believe that Jesus Christ's words, "It is finished," actually meant something. Back with more talking about that next week. Stay tuned. And at the end of the day, folks, God bless you. Have a great weekend.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me?" No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest."
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.